This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Donna Vaughn, and here are today's top local stories. A show of support today here in New York for the mayor of Newark, one day after Ross Baraka was arrested while visiting an immigrant detention center. A rally at Foley Square, attracting a number of city leaders and lawmakers, Queens Assemblyman and mayoral candidate Zoran Mamdani among them. He spoke with 1010 Winds ahead of the event.
This was an arrest that took place because the mayor of Newark was asking ICE and that detention facility to follow the law. And we know that this administration, much like our current mayor, have no regard for the law.
Baraka was released Friday a few hours after his arrest for alleged trespassing outside Delaney Hall. The mayor says the private for-profit facility was renovated without the proper work permits, inspections, and certificate of occupancy, posing safety risks. He'd gone to the site to conduct oversight with three members of Congress who say they were forced to wait for 90 minutes and then were pushed and shoved by ICE agents as they tried to protect the mayor. They also claim Baraka was actually outside on public property, then pulled inside and hauled away in handcuffs. U.S. Attorney Alina Haba accused the mayor of trespassing and ignoring several warnings from Homeland Security investigations to remove himself. A word today of a shocking pet rescue. 40 dogs found hidden in cabinets and crammed behind furniture in a filthy, overcrowded apartment here in the city. They're all Belgian Malinois, a breed that looks a bit like the German Shepherd. And Katie Hansen of Animal Care Centers of New York City tells 1010 Winds they're all ages, from young pups to fully grown adults.
What we're concentrating on now is finding homes, spaying and neuter. We've got 40 animals that need to be altered, and luckily, our partners at the ASPCA have taken a good portion of those animals.
None are available for adoption just yet, since they're still being evaluated medically and behaviorally. The rescuers say the dogs have probably lived in total confinement for their entire lives and likely have never touched grass or walked on a leash. That said, the Belgian Malinois is a very trainable and intelligent working breed, often used by police and military, in fact. The rescuers say some are already showing glimmers of curiosity, so they're optimistic about their prospects for finding forever homes. Well, the NYPD busy trying to track down a Mercedes involved in a fatal hit and run overnight in the Bronx. The victim, a 43-year-old man, run down as he was crossing the street at Webster Avenue and East 168th Street shortly before 1 in the morning. The Mercedes never stopped, police say. Anyone who knows anything about the car or who might have been driving it asked to get in touch with investigators. Well, AccuWeather is calling for a partly sunny afternoon, gusty breeze and a high of 71. After a clear, comfortable evening, Mother's Day tomorrow should be pretty nice. Sunshine and a high 75. Right now, we have 68 degrees and under sunny skies in Midtown. Well, two more wins. That is all the Knicks need to make it to the Eastern Conference Finals in like forever, 25 years to be exact. They're taking their improbable 2-0 lead into Game 3 at the Garden this afternoon against the Celtics, the NBA's defending champs.
How could you not have some juice as a Knicks fan headed into what many see as a house money situation.
It's going to be hard for the Celtics to come back.
I think Game 3 is going to say a lot.
I think we can take the Eastern Conference Finals, and frankly, I think we can take it all the way.
That's Drew, who doesn't seem to think the Celtics have much of a chance. If you were thinking about going to the game and still haven't gotten a ticket, you may want to sit this one out. Are you going to go to the game?
If I have a spare $600 on me, then I'll go.
Why don't you take a look in that bag of yours and see what you got in there?
I've got a solid $3 to my name right now.
He'll enjoy the watch party. Mac Rosenberg, 1010 Wins on 92.3 FM.
And tip off 3:30 this afternoon at the Garden. One of the busiest stretches of roadway in Queens is about to come under the microscope. A study of traffic and pedestrian safety is being launched in the Queens Plaza and Jackson Avenue area. Laura Rothrock is president of the Long Island City Partnership. She calls the area a gateway to the neighborhood, but tells 1010 Winds Queens Plaza is plagued by longstanding infrastructure issues like unsafe crossings, confusing bikeways, inadequate lighting, and poorly designed medians.
Long Island City has seen rapid growth and development, and with that has come a lot of additional foot traffic, a lot of new residents to the area, and new jobs, new employees that are walking around the area.
She says the way the area was designed is very car-centric and dangerous for pedestrians. The study will have experts assess the conditions and recommend how to fix them. It's being funded by a state grant. Submissions from qualified consultants are being taken through the end of this month. Well, we can count on some hot weather this summer, but can we count on the air conditioning? There's a new warning about possible power shortages.
The largest U.S. electric grid, PJM Interconnection, warns extreme heat in the coming months could trigger supply shortages for the first time. The grid serves about 20% of Americans in the Midwest and along the East Coast. The operator says it expects this summer will be hotter than normal, increasing demand.
Correspondent Wendy Gillette, the problem, they say, is simple. It's a matter of supply and demand. Warmer summers have been increasing demand, but the building of additional power resources hasn't kept up. Well, heads up in Mahwah this morning. That is how it sounded as the Sheraton Crossroads Hotel came tumbling down in a controlled implosion. The 25-story building stood right near where Route 17, 287, and 202 meet for some 37 years, but now it's gone, making way for an even taller building still in development. Now, if you missed the implosion and you enjoy watching that sort of thing, well, you can check out the video on the Mahwah Facebook page. Well, if you love cats and you love walking tours, here's a can't miss, or should we call it a cat miss? Cat About Town Walking Tours debuts a new route along the Lower East Side today. 1010 Wins spoke with co-founder Peggy Gavin about the tour stops.
We start over at Cooper Union Square, and on that tour, we explore the history of some of the most famous Bowery cats, including the cats that lived at McSorley's Old Ale House and other cats that lived at various and sundry hotels along the Bowery.
Cats About Town isn't new with this. They already have walking tours of Brooklyn Heights and the Financial District, but book early. They're so popular, they've been selling out. A word today of the death of a veteran New York City police detective who helped put the Son of Sam behind bars.
Former Chief Joe Borelli had worked on some of the most infamous cases, like the kidnapping of Tuxedo King Harvey Weinstein, the 1993 bombing of the World Trade Center, and then there was the racial attack on Michael Griffith in Howard Beach. But perhaps the biggest case was the capture of David Berkowitz, who had been dubbed the Son of Sam. Berkowitz had killed six people. Here's Borelli in 1977 talking about him.
I didn't think he looked anything like what we had imagined. There was all kinds of speculation, a raving lunatic, foaming at the mouth.
Borelli served almost four decades with the NYPD. He retired with the rank of Chief of Detectives in 1995. Carol Diori, 1010 Wins at 92.3 FM.
The Brooklyn-born former cop was 93 years old. Relatives say he suffered a brief illness before his death last Wednesday. More delays and cancellations today at Newark, and experts warn the crisis is unlikely to end anytime soon.
The FAA is considering decreasing the number of flights in and out of Newark Liberty International Airport, according to a source with direct knowledge of the situation. The amount of flights already down after three terrifying incidents at one of the nation's busiest airports. The most recent, just before 4 a.m. Friday, air traffic control screens going dark for 90 seconds.
Correspondent Phil Lipoff, air traffic controllers who went on leave, could be back on the job next month, but the technology that failed can't be repaired quickly, so it could happen again.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. expresspros.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
MLB.TV is home to baseball's biggest stars. Watch every out-of-market game, live or on demand.
He got it! This is unbelievable!
Plus, you'll get 24/7 access to MLB Network. Stream every big pitch.
He struck him out!
Every home run.
Gone!
Everything baseball. All season long on MLB.TV. Start a free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.